With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. That should become clear in about 2 minutes.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Can't
wait. You know, there are reports out there that Dak Prescott could be earning $60 million a year. Huh. And we're actually going to help him do it. Aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to tell you why these morons out there saying that the NBA All-Star game was boring were totally missing an important subplot, weren't they?
Yeah, these people don't understand anything.
Yeah. Well, first, some important show business for everyone to understand here. It's come to our attention that while we have a 4.8 star rating on Spotify, should be 5 stars, but you know, someone missed a button or something, you know.
Yeah, their fat fingers probably.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on Apple Podcasts, the show only has a 3.9 star rating. And Tony, we know why that is, don't we?
Yeah. These idiots have been going around saying this is a comedy show. So when people tune in and hear nothing but serious, insightful sports talk, they go 1 star. Yep. Where's the comedy?
Exactly. So we're calling on you. Yeah, you. To fix this problem. You go to Apple Podcasts right now. You click 5 stars and you leave a review too.
Yeah, glowing.
Even though we don't need reviews, but you know, still do it.
Yeah, unless you have fat fingers, then do us a favor and stay away.
Exactly. Anyway, after last week's show when we took callers, you know, we had so many people coming up to us and saying, Paulie, Tony, why didn't you take my call? Yeah. I was waiting on the line. Well,
exactly.
You know, first of all, as we found out last week, our idiot producer doesn't know how to work a phone line, number one. But second, you know, if we took all the callers, well, last week's show would still be going. We'd still be on the air. Anyway, good news for you. But not for us, probably. We're going to open up the Fusco Sports Hotline again this week.
Yeah, and then we're going to close it just as fast.
Exactly. But before all that, it's time for a word from our good friends at Chef Boyardee. Do you like to take time to prepare home-cooked meals? What a f***ing waste of life.
Yeah. You know, the other day, my Aunt Marie was out of town, so her boyfriend Nunzio had nothing to eat for dinner. I told him he would love chowing down on Chef Boyardee's beefaroni. And then he said, whoa, I'm into women, not that other stuff. And well, I said...
Hold on.
Why?
Tony, what are you doing?
What are you doing talking?
What are you doing talking? He was doing an ad. That's what he's doing. Yeah, and you interrupted. Probably cost us millions just right there. Anyway, forget him. Just go to your local grocery store. Tell them Paulie and Tony sent you and get one free Chef Boyardee coupon.
Yeah, there you go. Another check in the mail, hopefully.
Yeah, anyway. All right, let's just keep the show moving and get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, there are reports circulating out there that Dak Prescott could, quote, reset the QB market and get a $60 million contract from the Cowboys, making him the highest paid and most overpaid quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, even though the story was clearly released by his agent, since nobody in their right mind ever thinks this should actually happen, It has Cowboy fans just terrified that this contract will put the team in tremendous financial peril. But Tony, we have a solution for that, don't we?
Yeah. We know the Cowboys are concerned about paying Dak $60 million, so we're going to help.
Yep.
We're setting up a Kickstarter where any team can go and donate money toward his contract.
Yep.
We're sure that every team, like the Eagles and 49ers, would be more than happy to help pay for this contract and keep Dak where he is as the QB of the Cowboys.
Yep.
And we promise that all the leftover proceeds will go towards the Giants to help them pay for Daniel Jones, too.
Just a tremendous show of sportsmanship by us, Tony. And that actually leads to today's Fusco Show official poll question. How much money should the Eagles donate to the Cowboys to make sure Dak stays in Dallas? A, $30 million. B, $60 million. Or C, $600 million to keep him there for 10 years. Vote now by tweeting at the Fusco Show, and we will reveal the poll results on next week's show, if we still care at that point. You know?
Yeah, we might not. Who knows?
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, more news surrounding another quarterback, Jalen Hurts. This week, Chris Sims, the NFL analyst, he made national news when he said that Hurts is, quote, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. And, a lot of people, they naturally just assumed that we would disagree with this take. But, we wholeheartedly agree, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, Jalen Hurts has been overrated.
Yep.
In fact, on my list of all-time NFL QBs, I had Jalen Hurts at number 2 behind Nick Foles and ahead of Joe Montana and Ron Jaworski.
Yep.
But after this disappointing season from Jalen Hurts, I am lowering his rating and now have him as the number 3 all-time QB. Now just behind Nick Foles and Joe Montana. So we totally agree with Chris Sims here.
Great perspective and analysis there, Tony. And now moving to another quarterback who's been taking some shots, Russell Wilson. You know, looks like his time in Denver is done. And people are all speculating on where he should go next. Well, on ESPN's Get Up, Mike Tannenbaum presented this idea. He said Russell Wilson should stop chasing a big contract and go to the Jets for only $1 million so he can back up Aaron Rodgers and learn from him. And this is just such a terrific plan of action, isn't it, Tony?
Wow, such smart advice. You know, this doesn't only work in sports. It works in other areas, too.
Yep.
Look at Celebrity Apprentice.
Yep.
Struggling celebrities would go work for Donald Trump, a legend in the business world, and become famous and successful again.
Yep.
I mean, this worked for so many big names, like Arsenio Hall.
Yep.
That woman who looks like Vanna White, who used to do Entertainment Tonight.
Yep.
And the country singer with the deep voice and the hat. You know, huge names.
Just so true. I mean, you know, this is such good advice for celebrities and quarterbacks. You know, this could work with other QBs in the league. I mean, Tony, I mean, name another struggling quarterback.
Dak Prescott.
There you go. See, Dak Prescott not winning any playoff games in Dallas. So you see, what he should do is he should stop earning all that money and take the million and go back up a real star like, you know, C.J. Stroud in Houston.
Perfect.
Then he can finally learn how to win a playoff game like C.J. Stroud did.
So true. Just terrific advice.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Exactly.
Anyway, to other big drama in the NFL, you know, people, They're saying that Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce could be fined by the NFL because in a recent interview, he said the only way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to injure him. And he said, well, he said, quote, we got to take the head off the snake. That's what he said. And Tony, come on, this just shows how soft the NFL has become, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's bad enough that you can get fined for just touching a quarterback. Now you can get fined for just talking about a quarterback.
Yep.
What's going to happen next? If I say that Patrick Mahomes is overrated and overpaid, am I going to get fined? Am I going to get a 15-yard penalty? It's a very slippery slope here.
Yep.
If they can come after Antonio Pierce, then they can come after you.
Such a great warning, Tony. And, you know, what happened to the intimidation factor, right? You know, back in the old days, every coach and every player knew that that was how you beat the quarterback. You intimidated him. You know, you threatened to injure him. You know, you threatened to, you know, burn down his house and f*** his wife. You know, you'll kill his family while f***ing his wife and his sister, and then you'll try to frame him for the crime. You know, that was all part of the strategy. Get inside his head.
That was the spirit of the game, intellectual chess.
Yeah, well, it's just so sad to see this happening. And, you know, on that note, let's move to the NBA, where there's a big brouhaha. You know, people, they're calling it a disappointing NBA All-Star game, you know, which the East won by a very competitive score of 211 to 186. Terrific. You know, but despite that, people are saying there was no drama or tension in the game. But, Tony, they're totally missing the point, aren't they?
There was tons of tension in the All-Star game. On the scoreboard, when the score for the East started getting close to 200, it started to feel like Y2K all over again.
Yep.
And when the score hit 199, I was so worried that the scoreboard was going to short circuit and explode and kill everybody.
Yep.
But then it hit 200 and everything was okay and I could breathe easy.
Yep.
Danger averted.
Yep.
Just like in the year 2000 when I was hiding in my basement / bunker and realized the world was still there after that dangerous near miss.
Yep.
And I celebrated by cracking open one of my many cans of Chef Boyardee Beefaroni, which I still have several thousand of.
Yep.
Nothing's better to eat after surviving a near apocalypse.
Terrific perspective and ad integration there, Tony. And now
Thank
it's time.
You.
We're going to do it by popular demand and annoying demand. We're
going to
take some calls. So let's open up the Fusco Sports Hotline.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo. and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Line.
Fusto Sports Hotline.
Producer Jay, what do we have? Who's on the line?
We have Dallas. Or
says his name's Dallas. Already a loser.
Dallas, you already got two strikes with that name. Turn on your mic, bro.
Like he's like the Cowboys. He can't work anything. Oh, look who we have.
His name is Dallas.
Oh, hello.
And he has a Cardinals hat on.
Yeah, I'm not even from Texas. I'm from Canada.
Canada?
International, yep. Bro.
Worldwide.
Are you 2 feet tall? What's with your camera there, bro?
I'm sitting down.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah. Well, you got to learn camera framing. You know, go to broadcasting school like we did and learn how to frame a camera. Okay.
I will. Right, now, I will.
But he does have a Philadelphia Flyers jersey. So,
yeah.
Not terrible.
I put that in the background specifically for this.
Oh, that is true. He's thinking, Tony. He did put a Flyers jersey back there. Okay. It's all right. You're buying yourself back. Okay. What's the question you take? Go ahead.
Okay, my first question is about the Eagles.
Whoa. First of all, assuming too much. You got one question.
Let's see how this goes, bro.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about the Eagles in Brazil. Don't you think it's suspicious that the NFL is putting the Eagles week one game in Brazil? As if they're trying.
I like the way you think, bro.
Smart, bro. Connecting the dots, bro. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Because, you know, what the problem there is that, you know, you got to factor in that those Brazilian women, you know, they're a big distraction. Take it from me and Tony, especially Tony. He knows.
100%.
That's a great
point.
What are your concerns about this Brazil game? Tell us.
I think it's a complete distraction and the NFL is putting them there, putting the game there so that the Eagles lose. They're taking a home game away from Philly and putting it in Brazil on a Friday, of all things.
That is, you know, so true. It's just terrible. Good analysis by you.
Good analysis by you, even though your name is horrible.
They should have an extra three home games.
Great analysis.
Good job. All right, you know, you did well. What's your second question? Okay.
Yeah, what's your second question?
Okay, so I make YouTube videos. You make way better videos. My question is, do you have any advice as to how to get slightly better at making videos
so that I'm one day. What do you think this is? A show for nerds, bro?
Yeah,
what do you think this is? Like the Comp USA tech show? What the hell are you doing? You want
Our ratings are going down right now.
Here, we're unsubscribing from this call. You're off the
show. Get out of here. And you're
wasting
the show.
You want YouTube advice? Oh, wait, he's holding up some kind of score.
He held up the
Cardinals-Eagles score from earlier in this year.
Block that, Jay. Make sure you censor that, Jay. Yeah.
Was that even this year? I don't even remember. I don't even remember.
It's 2024. The new season started.
You know,
he's living in the past.
He had it there and then he blew it, which just shows you people, less is more, right, as they say. Actually, usually less is more is less. What do they say, Tony?
You know, they say something like that. You know,
yeah,
you do less.
Like that. Okay.
He had a great point about Brazil and the women being a distraction. I know, you know, I had many doctor visits when I got back, but it was
huge
very
distraction. Almost took down the show for a couple days
exactly,
there.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to our next caller, Producer Jay, who's on the line?
Who do we got?
We have William Lane.
Okay, we can just go with, like, William. You don't need to give me his full name. What's next? His social security number? All right. Look, bring him on. All right, get him in here. William Lane.
William Lane.
Not lame.
Is it lame?
Let's hope
it's not lame, bro.
All right, where is he? Turn on your camera, bro.
Turn your camera on, bro.
What's up, bro? What's up,
All right,
bro?
Here he is. Whoa, Yo. That fan. This guy's got a fan behind him. You're going to get decapitated there, bro. That thing's going so fast.
I got it all the way up, bro. Even though it's not even that cold in here, which is the biggest problem.
Maybe because we're going to get a hot take. So let's see.
Yeah, yeah. Good. See, well said there, Tony. See, that's how you broadcast, people. Okay. William Lane, go ahead. What's your take?
I've been thinking recently. I've been thinking. Why is it that the NFL keeps on raising its salary cap for guys like Dak Prescott to reset the market? Like, how much help does Dallas need to get eliminated in the first round?
See, that, and you know, very obviously topical. You were listening to the first half of this show where we explained
that we
are setting, out of the goodness of our heart, we are setting up a Kickstarter where all the NFL teams can contribute to Dak's contract.
So we can keep Dak in Dallas.
So we can all keep him in Dallas as, you know,
it's
that's what
everyone
he wants.
Else's
and we're
best
more
interest,
than
bro.
Happy to do that.
Yeah.
Will you be contributing to the Kickstarter, William?
Where's my wallet? Let me find that really fast.
There you go.
Question, bro. If we keep Dak in Dallas, it's only good for the NFL.
Right. And, you know, that leads us to our poll question of the day, William. We'd like your answer. All right. How much money should the Eagles donate to the Cowboys to make sure Dak stays in Dallas? Should that be A, $30 million, B, $60 million, or C, $600 million to keep him there for 10 years?
Yeah.
$600 million. Give
no,
him the
wrong. Big See, no, 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 no. See, no, the correct answer was actually $60 million because we know he'll get injured and then we'll have
exactly,
a bunch of dead caps. So you got it wrong. And because you didn't think before you answered.
You tried too much to kiss ass, bro.
Here's where you're going, William. You're going on a lane off the
Guess
show.
Guess what, William
get
Lane? William Lane is
here.
Off the show.
Wrong answer. Bye. William Lane, more like Lois Lane.
You're done.
Not Superman.
You should have quit while you were ahead, bro.
See, he got the question wrong, Tony. He just didn't. He didn't think.
No, he tried too hard to kiss ass. He thought he was going to give the answer we wanted to hear, but he was wrong.
Yeah, you have to understand finances. $600 million, that's crazy. No, we're not doing that.
Where are we going to get $600 million from, bro?
Here's another question. Where's our next caller?
There's no one on the line.
Oh, you know who's on the line? You, the unemployment line, bro.
Yeah.
Learn how to get callers. I'm sure if I walked back there, it would be like Christmas tree lights. Can't see it, though, from back here. So what are we going to do? Just sit here and wait with dead air? Jay, just check. Was there some kind of like power outage or phone outage in the Philadelphia area nationally, maybe?
No, everything works. We're still on.
Except you. Okay.
Here comes a caller.
Great. All right. You're on the Fusco show. Who's this?
Who's that? Wait a minute.
The hell is?
What are you doing letting this guy back on the show?
All right.
We told you. Not
he's
him.
He's banned from the show.
Miami I want to make a comment to compliment your show and
this
reconcile
is already
last
too much,
week.
Bro.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. We have a philosophy.
My question
here.
Is
what?
This. Do you think in the offseason the Eagles are going to draft a quarterback in the first round or trade for Tua?
What kind of dumb shit question is that?
Yeah.
Trade
you know,
for Tua. We already have the quarterback who led Alabama to a national title.
Yeah, why would, he want
why
his
would
backup,
we need the one
bro?
Who came in at the end and took all the credit for it?
Because he came in, took over, and won the game.
No, Jalen already had them winning, bro.
Jalen positioned them perfectly to do that. All
exactly.
Right. Learn football analysis, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so let me say this. I want to compliment an aspect of your show.
Okay.
I don't understand why two fools like you knock your producer so much because I got to give it to him. He's the smartest guy on the show.
Oh.
So I'm going to hang up.
Yeah.
So you can't kick me off the show. Have a great day.
Well, did he just hang up on us?
Good. He kicked himself off the show. That's how it should be. He knows already.
Yeah, see, that's good. You know, that actually, that's a heads
he did
up
something
by him.
Good.
He knew how bad he was, so he
and
did
he
a
kicked
self
himself off.
Kickoff.
Yep.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
All right, let's just close up the Fusco Sports Hotline.
Close up,
right,
hang
and,
up.
Fusco all right, you know, while we're at it, why don't we just check the results of our poll question? You know, we asked you, how much should the Eagles give to the Cowboys to keep Dak Prescott on the team? All right, producer, what did people vote? What was the vote?
100% said $600 million.
because 100% of people are morons. People, you can't bankrupt the team. That's preposterous.
No, we're going to bankrupt the team.
You know, you got to understand.
Just
finances.
Never mind that.
You know, close the poll question too.
Close
ridiculous.
It down.
Anyway, let's not let everybody out there ruin, which was a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Chef Boyardee.
Hold on. He's still talking. Are you kidding me?
He's setting a record for talking in this show.
Yeah, exactly.
You're ruining the show.
What do you want?
Corrections.
Hurry up.
Go.
You seem to say that Dak Prescott has never won a playoff game.
Yeah, he sucks, bro.
Always chokes, bro.
He has won a playoff game. In fact, he's won two of them. So that's just not accurate.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be like Dak Prescott and choke you.
Yeah. You know what I wish wasn't so accurate? The sperm that went into your mom.
Oh,
you're
great
done.
Donny.
Got him. He's finished. Let's get out of here. Let's go. What?
You called the Y2K bug a, quote, dangerous near miss.
Yeah, bro. Scary times, bro.
The world almost ended, bro.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. That was just all hype. Nothing actually happened.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what won't be a near miss? When I shoot at you.
Yeah, and nothing happened is how I would describe the end of all your dates. Oh,
good one,
he's
Tony.
Finished.
No. Yeah.
Let's get out of here. What?
You were talking about the country singer with the hat on Celebrity Apprentice, but you couldn't remember his name?
So?
Yeah, nobody can, bro.
His name is Trace Atkins. He's recorded like 20 hit songs.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to record a big hit when I shoot you with my gun.
Yeah, and I'm not going to leave a trace when I incinerate your body. Oh, we got him.
Great way to end the show, and here's an even better way. Just booked for next week, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will be on the show.
Don't forget
what we told you. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that five stars. Use your thin fingers there, not your fat fingers.
Yeah, no fat fingers. Yeah, get out of here.
And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.